Louise Dawn Alder was born on the 8th of September, 1978, to Peggy and Irving Alder of Casablanca, Maine. Peggy was 2 weeks past her due date, and it was hot. August had refused to give way to autumn. The leaves hadn't started to turn yet, and the grass was sere and yellow. Peggy lumbered around their house, sweating through her pregnancy smock, drinking glass after glass of lemon iced tea, catching her belly on the corners of furniture and the edges of doorways. "I want it over with," she moaned on the telephone to her best friend, Mary Phelps, who had given birth to fraternal twins 6 months earlier. "You don't," Mary said. In the background, there was crying, either from Allie or Benny. "Keep that baby inside you for as long as you can. At least when they're not born yet, you can sleep." But Peggy couldn't sleep. She was up every hour or so to pee, and when she lay in bed, Irving breathing deeply beside her, she was too hot, and her tired mind wouldn't stop racing. Did they have the crib set up correctly? What if she was a terrible mother? Had she packed the right things in her overnight bag? What if there was something wrong with the baby? "I don't even care if it hurts," she told Mary. "You will care," Mary promised her. "Ask for all the drugs." Peggy knew that one of Mary's greatest regrets about the whole childbirth experience was that she'd given birth too quickly to Benny to be able to have any drugs. And although Allie wasn't born for another hour, the doctor had thought Mary had done so well with the first baby that she didn't need them for the second. "I'm worried," she whispered. Though Irving was at work and there was no one else around to hear her, she wound the phone cord around her fingers tight. "What if it hasn't been born yet? Because there's something wrong." "Is it kicking you?" she interrupted herself. "Oh, Allie, enough! You're sucking me dry. Leave some for your brother." "Yes, though how long since the last kick? It had become so normal, being battered from the inside, that Peggy barely noticed anymore, unless a small foot hooked behind a rib or something and made her gasp with pain. She put her hand on her swollen belly and felt a thump in return. "Just did," she said with relief. "Well, then, you're fine. I bet you anything it's a girl." "I think it's a boy." "Nuh-uh. Boys do what they're supposed to. Look at little Benny, good as gold. While his sister's got colic, diaper rash, can't stop eating. It's your brother's turn, you little piggy." Peggy listened to this with more than a little comfort. Alongside all those fears she never expressed during the night, there was one that didn't even make sense. What if, after she had the baby, she wasn't herself anymore? As if giving birth would rid her of her own personality, as if suckling an infant would dry up her thoughts and emotions. But Mary had always been just like this, sarcastic, tough, with a well of caring underneath. Having twins had made her even more like herself, not less.